Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Sit back and relax, people, because we have to talk. This is my pre-market report. First off, I'm a little stuffy. I got a little bit of a, well, what used to be known as a cold. But in case you haven't noticed, people don't get colds anymore. People don't even get the flu anymore. Today, everything is COVID. I mean, COVID. It's amazing. We cured the common cold. We have cured the flu. Now we got COVID. Imagine. Imagine our shock, people. Anyway, look, let's get back on target here. So this is my pre-market report. I want to cover a few things with you, and especially for my lions out here. I want to talk about more opportunity for everybody. All right, but let's put this thing together. So let me just get my head on straight. This morning, stock futures are slightly higher. Why? People, there is an awful lot of debt buying here, and I just wonder who's doing it. Let me just bring your attention to this, the MMRI. People, this is the best risk indicator you're ever going to find. All right, it's free to you, free to everybody. Link in description of this video. We are clearly in a new downtrend. I want you to look at this. The only way that this could be occurring here is if some mysterious entity out here is buying all the debt. Clearly, this is what's going on, people. We know who's doing it, and we know why they're doing it. It's the illusion of the market, and it's going to be maintained right up until the presidential selection. Remember, there will be no election. Period. There hasn't been an election in years, but that's besides the point. Anyway, this is opportunity. I want you to understand that. This is not a bull flag. For those of you that believe that this is, no way. Central banks are coordinating their efforts right now to keep rates suppressed more so, I think, than ever. We are going to witness, let me explain this to you. With regard to economic and market distortions, something I've been speaking about for, I don't know, 10 freaking years, we're about to take on a whole new meaning with regard to this here. Let me put a perspective on this for you just in case you need a little wake-up call. So this is Market Watch. Record number of NATO allies now said to be meeting defense spending targets. Where's all this cash coming from? Okay, every so-called developed nation on this earth is operating in an economic vacuum right now. The only thing right now that is supporting the illusion of anything is spending. Now, this is something you and I covered at the end of last year. Government spending was going to go parabolic. This is going to add to GDP, and they're going to tell you how great everything is. Look at the GDP numbers. Government spending on war, on death, on pain, on suffering, is they're going to tell you how great this is. It's fantastic, and we need to do more. Absolutely. Let's all kill each other, and let's see how well that plays out. But I want to bring this to your attention. No surprise to anyone who follows this blog. You know, it's amazing how we call the future before it happens because it's too easy. They make it too easy for us to understand what they want out of us. They want us all dead. I'm telling you right now, I think we're pretty much on the same page here. Let's talk about this too. How about this headline? Yes, we're in a stock market bubble. And no, it's not likely to end in a crash. It's going to end in a meltdown that people have no idea of what's being set up. None of this is a comedy of errors. This is deliberate. Interesting how they show, you know, our friend Ben here. This is the currency in free fall. And it's something you and I have spoken about again for 10 freaking years. It's not going to stop. The distortions across the spectrum of everything is about to get much, much more extreme. I don't know, a currency devaluation on a scale that you're not going to believe moving forward. Interest rate suppression, bond yield suppression on a scale you're not going to believe. In an inflating of global debt like we've never witnessed before in history. What do we know? I mean, just look this stuff up for yourself. Global debt has gone parabolic. And this should tell us that we're in the end game. We are in the end game. This is not sustainable, despite the fact that Janet Yellen thing, creature, vomitous mass puke that it is, you know, just told us that this is sustainable. Could you imagine that we live in an environment today where they float out these freaks, because that's what it is, to tell us, they dictate our lives to us, you know that, right? And it must be true because they're saying it, telling us this is sustainable. You've got to be kidding. With regard to the Swiss National Bank, they have cut rates yet again, but the Bank of England just kept rates steady. They're going to reevaluate in August about what they're going to do here moving forward. People, this is something else we've been talking about and for a very, very long time, energy prices. If you think that you've seen it all with regard to energy prices moving forward higher with currency devaluation, you haven't seen anything yet. But the lies, the distractions, the deceptions, the look here, the don't look over there, you could expect that to get even more insane than it is right now. Mortgage demand, listen to this one. This is today's headline. Mortgage demand has now fallen 12% year over year. That is massive. But that plays right into what you and I know is happening here. This neo-feudal system, extreme haves, extreme have-nots. The American dream, I guess, to be a homeowner or anything, own anything, you're going to eat crap and you're going to be happy doing it. Eat bugs and you're going to be happy doing it. And this is part of this extreme environment that we're in. Now, with regard to opportunity here, especially for my Lions, this is what I see. Let me bring this to your attention again. If we realize, you and I, that this trend is going to continue, that this risk in this market is going to continue to drop here, meaning we're going to see much more inflation. We're going to see debts and deficits hyperballoon moving forward. That means risk is going to drop. Bond yields are going to drop. This presents opportunity, especially in tech. I think, and I've been telling you this for a long time, I believe every single one of us needs exposure to this market on the long end, meaning we need to own the market here. Okay. Period. The end. They can play their games. We're going to play ours. We're smarter than they are. Okay. They want to destroy us. We're going to weaponize the system against them. And that means staying long the market, means getting out of the dollar on a massive scale. Own commodities here. Gold, especially silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil. And you know, look, people, if you do not subscribe to my free newsletter, I don't know what you're waiting for. There is a link in the description of this video. I put out all kinds of extra stuff there for you. Okay, it's not for me because I know all this stuff. And I don't capitalize on this stuff because my newsletter is free. I do it free because the best things in life are free. So go check out my newsletter. I put out 5 or 6 newsletters about how to gain exposure to commodities via an ETF or an exchange-traded fund. This is the best way, though, honestly, people. Hold it in your hand. Hold it in your hand. I'm showing you silver because, in my opinion, and do your own research on this, this right here is the most undervalued asset on the planet right now. You can look everywhere you want to look, okay? You can take my word for it, or I would urge you to do your own research. I don't sell this stuff, people, so I'm not capitalizing on this. And I don't sell it because, look, I've been offered a lot of money to have my silly face put on a coin here, and we could sell to the people. I have refused every single offer, and I will continue to refuse every single, because I don't want people to own a piece of silver with Greg Mannarino's face on it, and people are going to say, oh, look, Greg is selling silver. I don't want to sell this stuff because I don't want people to believe that I have an alternative, you know, a motive here. I'm telling you that I believe this is the most undivided asset on the planet because it is, at least in my opinion, and you're fully entitled to yours. Here's number 2, gold. Gold, all right? Own this stuff. Bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. If you think that global debt is not going to scream higher from here, that debts and deficits are going to balloon, that the system is going to be rigged further against you, if you believe this is not going to happen, well then, you know, of course, don't listen to me. But if you believe what I know, then you as well need to take action here, people. Now, with regard to, with opportunity here, I think there's massive opportunity in tech because this is going to continue. You understand? The tech sector is very rate dependent. I think there's opportunity here in three companies. All right. Now, I'm not telling you to buy this stuff. I'm telling you to do your own research here, but I see opportunity in Microsoft, Apple, and Nvidia on a massive scale. All right. Ticker symbols, MSFT, Microsoft, Apple, AAPL, and Nvidia, and NVDA. Look into this stuff for my lions out here that are looking for opportunity. JEPQ, I think there's huge opportunity there too, and I'm buying it. I'm buying a lot of this stuff here. I've been establishing a larger and larger position with regard to ticker JEPQ. Why? It pays a nice monthly dividend. I want the cash flow, people. Again, do you realize we can turn these tables on these freaks here that are trying to destroy us? We know what to do because we know what they want from us. None of this is by accident, okay? You know that. I know that. And that means if we understand their plan, we need to mimic what the 1 and 2%ers are doing here. They're hoarding gold. They're hoarding silver, just like the central banks. You think they're doing this just by accident? You really think we're going back to a gold standard? Who's ever selling you that lie is misleading you on a grand scale. Central banks will never, ever give up their power to issue debt. Period. They're not going to do it. Okay? Every central bank, including the BRICS nations here, are banding together to establish a new digital system. That's where we're going here. It's been a century in the making, literally, especially as of late. And we're going to see this move as we get closer to the kickoff, I would say, as they bring the system down. The system is being destroyed. The system is being deconstructed, and you and I are feeling the effects of it right now with inflation, which has got nowhere to go but much higher. As a record number of allied nations here, these NATO nations are hitting their defense spending targets. Where are they getting all the cash for this? We don't have it. Not a single developed nation on this earth has a war chest. This is being created out of nothing by central banks who are more than happy to lend. The more cash a central bank is called upon to issue, the more a central bank is allowed to devalue the currency. People, we know where this is going to go. We're hearing it loud and clear. What prospective leaders are going to do, especially here in the United States, devalue the currency. You think that's good for you? No. It is a big, fat, ugly negative for you. Oh, it's great for the corporations. They're going to be richer than ever, especially the multinationals. But you're going to pay for it. You understand that? So when you go to one of these rallies here and you hear a prospective candidate talking about devaluing the currency, you should spit on them. I'm telling you right now, because all that's going to do is make your life harder. We're done. We have no choice anymore. You think you have a choice, really? I'm sorry to tell you, but you don't. And it's a rigged game, and it's rigged against every single one of us. That's why we need to come together. They want to separate it, but we need to come together, people. If we don't come together, we'll be more done than we are now. I don't know another way to put this. All right, look, I'm going to let you all go. Think about the things I've said here with an open mind. Consider what I'm telling you, because what we're seeing here can only lead to an inevitable end, and it ain't going to be pretty. I'm telling you right now, but this presents opportunity as well, at least from a financial standpoint. Everywhere else, we need to unite. We need to come together. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to leave you off with that. I want you to ponder these things, all right? Love you a lot from the heart. People, I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I sincerely hope to see you there. We need to get more people on board. We need people to understand what's happening to them and why, so they can take action. I don't know another way to put this. All right, so with that said, I'll see you later, all right? Until we meet again, please take care of yourselves and each other.